This goes to Nikki, N-I-K-K-I, Preston, P-R-E-S-T-O-N, fax 989-463-9360. Regarding Elzalda, it's E-L-Z like zebra, A-D-A, Elzalda, Elzada, I don't, Elzada, Erickson, E-R-I-K-S-E-N, like November. Date of birth, 10/28/1932. Dear Nikki, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Erickson with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and type 2 diabetes. Her last visit was June 2nd of this year. She is here with her granddaughter, who has been helping provide care for her. The granddaughter, though, is going to be moving out of state this week, and Mrs. Erickson's daughter will have to take over the duties that the granddaughter's now performing. She's got very, very high blood sugars recently and has been started on Lantus. She takes 15 units daily at noon every day. She's not sure how the blood sugars are doing. And the granddaughter and the patient were both wondering if they could have a continuous glucose monitor to start using prior to the endocrinology referral. Since she is on insulin now, the woman would qualify at this point. But she also would need to be checking blood sugar with the glucometer to make sure that the continuous glucose monitor readings are lining up with the finger stick readings. Today, though, she does complain of dysuria, foul-smelling urine, and frequency of having to urinate at least every hour. And she's concerned that she may have a urinary tract infection. She is due to have lab studies checked today, so we will add on a urinalysis and a urine culture and sensitivity if indicated. And then I will start her on an antibiotic if she does have a UTI. She denies chest pain or palpitations. Her weight is down 13 pounds over the last 6 months. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No edema or claudication symptoms. Medications, I want to highlight the Lasix 20 milligrams. She only takes that daily if needed for edema, and she hasn't taken it recently. Lisinopril is 20 milligram daily. Toprol XL, 25 milligram daily. Potassium, 10 mil equivalent, a half tablet daily with the Lasix. And the Lantus is 15 units at bedtime. And other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 135 pounds. Pulse is 82. Blood pressure 124 over 82. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear, heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft and non-tender, and no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done November 6th of 2025. Creatinine was 1.14, estimated GFR is 45, and that is a stable level. Her calcium is 9.5, albumin 4.3, phosphorus 3.4. Electrolytes are normal with a potassium of 4.4 and a sodium of 138. Her glucose random level was 366, very, very high. And hemoglobin 13.0 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. I have given her a new lab order for labs to be done every 3 months. But she will do a lab today with a urinalysis and a urine culture and sensitivity if indicated. And if she does have white blood cells and bacteria in the urinalysis, I will start her on some doxycycline. That seems to work well for her without causing any yeast infection symptoms or any skin breakdown. 2, hypertension is well controlled. And 3, type 2 diabetes uncontrolled currently. I understand she's waiting for an endocrinology appointment for a referral, I know that she would qualify for a continuous glucose monitor. I would suspect that, although some insurances don't cover those. But usually when they are on insulin, the sugar is this uncontrolled. They need a hemoglobin A1C and just notes and the diabetic plan and the records to say why she needs continuous glucose monitoring. But that should be covered, so at least she could start there until she sees the endocrinologist. And she will continue to get labs for us every 3 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.